So we right before Yom Kippur, we are doing contemporary halacha kshirim, ones that are very important within our tzibur. All halacha is important. This one is even more, meaning I want to say even more so, because it deals with a major issue. A major issue, which we're learning the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, because that's what the minhag is. One of them says that one of the things that you don't get olam haba for is when you're malbim pnei chaveiro barabim. You're not allowed to embarrass people, right? The Gemara talks about that according to certain Rishonim, that it's a subcategory of the big three. It might be like killing somebody. Okay, depends how you learn Gemara and Sota, Tosis there, and Rabbeinu Yonah. It might be when it says Malbim Pnei Chaveiro, why is it Ein Lo Chelek Haba? It's as if you're killing somebody. So when I talk now, I'm definitely not Mizalzel in this very important Isur, to be insensitive to people, not to embarrassing people in public. At the same time, the Sugya we're talking about is correcting a Bal Kore. And the question comes, it's a very important Siburi issue. Many of us grew up in Teen Minyanim, and we already know about the struggle of finding people to lane. And then when you actually get somebody to lane, they make mistakes, and a lot of times it becomes a game. How are you going to correct them? You don't really care at all about being Yotzei your mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, whatever that is, which we're going to start dealing with in Chorev Zman. We're going to talk a lot about Kriyas HaTorah, because that's a lot of the halachic issues that are coming up with partnership Minyanim and all those type of things. So for you to understand that, we're going to do at least 5 different shiurim about Kriyas HaTorah, really to understand in depth what is the chiyuv. There was a 100-page article that was written, a very well-written 100-page article by the two Frimmer brothers. One is, they're both rabbis, Rabbi Aryeh Frimmer, Rabbi Dov Frimmer. Rabbi Aryeh is a chemist, lives in Rehovot. Rav Dov is a lawyer. They wrote a very, very good 100-page article with in depth, and there's a rabbi in Toronto named Rav Mordechai Torchiner that gave 11 shiurim based on that article to go through in depth. So we're not going to do an 11, we'll try to truncate it to 5, but it's pregnant with really understanding all different levels. It's not just I'm a feminist and therefore it's okay, and it's, or I'm an anti-feminist and it's usher. You have to really, that's too simplistic. We have to learn it. So over here comes this issue of correcting a Bal Kore, that there was a rug last summer that came out and says you're not allowed to correct a Bal Kore. Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah midrabbanan, and embarrassing somebody is an issur d'oraisa. So it's better not to fulfill your mitzvah midrabbanan of Kriyas HaTorah than what? Then embarrassing somebody publicly. That was his final psak halacha. Now, I'm extremely sensitive to this issue. Number one, being involved in youth and leadership work since I was a baby and understanding it. So I've quoted this manhig that we'll see a long time. But what this year is going to be about is seeing the breadth of understanding. Is that really true? Are there differences of what we could be doing? Is it just straight out? Is it that black and white that we should just forget about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah because of Malbim Pnei Chaveiro Barabim? Or is there something more that can and should be done in our tzibur to make sure that we're getting the right people of Korei Torah? And is there a difference? Is there different types of mistakes that you should be correcting for? Word mistakes, trump mistakes. Does it matter if it's Monday, Thursday, or Shabbat versus Shabbat Mincha versus regular Shabbat? Does it matter? So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to start with source number one. Source number one is the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Yud Bet in Hilchot Tfilah, Halacha Vav, says as follows. Korei v'ta'a. Person who's a Bal Korei and he made a mistake. Afilu b'dikduk ot achad. Even if he made a mistake in one letter. You fix him, you correct him, until what? Until he reads it properly. When you read this Rambam, what does it sound like? Are there any distinctions whatsoever? No. Any type of mistake. Doesn't matter any type of mistake. When I say mistake, it could even be what? It might even be, he says, "Bidikduk ot achat." Question is that a word mistake? You could read the Rambam that way. If you'll go, I'm trying to find my notes also. If you'll skip ahead just to a second, if you'll look at source number. Number 7, Rav Soloveitchik quoted this Rambam, and he thought that Rav Chaim understood that even if you make a mistake in truck, Rabbeinu Sipra Lanu, it's in Nefesh HaRav, page Kuf Lametet, Chelek Vav, Od Vav, Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, even if you made a truck mistake, you should fix them and correct them. For sure, if you make a word mistake, any type of word mistake. And he understood the Rambam this way. Even though, again, you could read the Rambam, it says, what is bidikduk otachad? So, Rav Chaim understood this Rambam to say what? What is dikduk otachad? Not in actually adding a letter or missing a letter like we're going to talk about. So, I mean, even in the Nigun, he said, if you, instead of saying a mapach, you said pashto, he would correct you. That's what we're going to call one extreme. But that's how we understood the Rambam. Now, what I always did when I ran Shabbatonim, and I still do, I would always quote this manik. Who was the manik? So you have it in front of you in the sources, or at least you should. I don't know if you do. Did I photocopy that? In source number 8 of who he is? Rav Avram, the Rav Natan, born in France, in Provence, 1155. Not the Ra'avan, it's a different Ra'avan. Okay? So he's the Manik, one of the Rishonim also. Okay? A Talmud of the Bala Itter, learned Torah from the Ravid, person who made the Hasagos on the Rambam, also from the Tosis Riazakim. Very nice. This Manik, a Rishon, a lot of times I would quote it, and it is quoted. It's brought down the halacha. We'll see what he says. It's very important. I always quote this in the minyanim that I'm at. What does he say? So the manik says, "Im ha." It's in source number 2, and also later also. He says, "Im ta'a kore batorah, o achazana mikare oto. Tov lo shelo lagia lo al shigagotav." Do not correct him if the guy made a mistake. Why? Because you're going to be malbin p'nei chavero berabin. Ki afa pisha ta'a yatsa yidei kriya. The manik says, even if you make a mistake, you're still yotze. And what? We should not be embarrassing people. And that's why I always get up any Shabbaton that I type to run, whatever it is. I always quote this opinion. I might say, as we will see, we may not paskin like this way. But you should know that this is opinion. It's a very, very serious isur of Mabim Pnei Chaveiro Barabim. And the Manik here, the Ravan here says, even if he makes a mistake, do not correct him. Because you're going to be Mabim Pnei Chaveiro. Because even if you made a mistake, you're Yotze Yedei Kriya. Now what's fascinating is to pay attention to his proofs. And the big question comes is, in what case is the Manik talking about? Is he talking about our classic case that he's up being Motzi the Tzibor or not? That's where you need to see his proofs, and that's where we're going to see the Aruch HaShulchan, the Drisha, all these Achronim, the Beit Yosef, all the trying to understand what is the case of the Manhik. So look at his proof. The way to do it is to learn the text inside. The Amrinan, he quotes a Midrash in Shir HaShirim. Okay, Sefer HaManhik, Hilchot Shabbat, Amud Kuf Samech, second source here. He says, what's my proof? The Amrinam b'Midrash minayin sheim kara la'aharon. Haron, I skipped the Aleph. And I said la'Avraham, I said the word Avraham, I'm still yotzei yidei chovato. He quotes a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, v'diglu alai ahava. Literally, diglu, they flip it around from the word l'dalig, to skip. Perish v'sheker shalom. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. That what? That they learn from here that Tamidei Chachamim Hamadgilim Zeh LaZeh B'Halacha Okay? If you make a mistake in one letter, he goes on. Okay, that first of all, that's his proof. His proof here, looking at my notes for a second. Right, if he called Aaron and Mr. Aleph Haron, or instead of Avram called Avram, he's Yotze, as it says, Vidiglu Alai Ava. Okay. Now, he himself, just to be careful, he himself says that it's not carte blanche. It's not this rule, like a lot of us say, okay, if I'm going to embarrass him, that's it. It's over. I cannot have any other value. No, hold on one second. He himself says, Ach, Im ta'u, I skipped a little bit, quoting from that midrash. Ach im ta'u bi taron otachad, if I added a letter, or I took away a letter, chisaron. O shekara ledalet reish or reish dalet. I switched up a letter. Where now instead of saying echad, I say acher. So that's instead of saying God is one, I'm saying there's another God, polytheism. Then I'm being machrivet ha'olam. That says if I'm destroying the world, then we say there's a rule, ein etzav, ein tfuna l'neged Hashem. It doesn't happen. V'yesh aleinu la'agia lo b'kol ram. Ad shi'ach sabo l'krot k'hogin v'chadat. So even the Manik himself says there are limitations. Okay? However, as I said before, there are a lot of people argue on this Manik, and the question comes to what are we talking about? What type of mistake, what type of person we are, what's the circumstance that he's talking about? And furthermore, as we will see, the Beit Yosef quotes the Shita of the Rush that seems to argue with this. The Rush seems to say, later on, we'll see, the Mari Chabib says that if you make a mistake, do not go back. But he says, how can you do that? Because the Rush says, you're not Yotze if you made a mistake. So which is it? The Mani seems to be a contradiction between the Rush, who says you're Yotze even if you made a mistake. That's the Manik. Versus the Rush, who says you're not Yotze. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Source number four. The Aruch HaShulchan, after quoting the Manik, he says, that it's, and it's underlined for you, First, if you look at Sif Aleph, he first quoted the Rambam, like I said. And then he quotes this Yerushalmi and Megillah. I have this Yerushalmi and Megillah for you in the sources. The one part I don't have in the sources is the halacha before it. So the Yerushalmi is source number 5. Okay? So if you have one finger on the Aruch HaShulchan, one finger on the Yerushalmi, the reason why it's important, I should have quoted the first one before that. He says, the Yerushalmi says that even though we know that the Targum, they used to have a mitargim in the Kriyat HaTorah, and the Targum is not Me'akev, says the Yerushalmi in the Yerushalmi right before I gave him Masechet Megillah and Perek Dalet, even though if I didn't have a Metargim, I'm still Yotze. But if the Metargim makes a mistake, says the Yerushalmi, do you go back? Yes. Machzirinoto. So says the Kal Vachomer Hadvarim. He quotes this Yerushalmi. Now he says, if in the previous halacha, where the Targum, they made a mistake, it's not Ma'akev, and you correct them and you fix them there, so now we're going to have this Yerushalmi, the next part of the Yerushalmi, and that's in Source 5. Source 5, we have this Yerushalmi, where we have Rabbi Yirmiyah, and these different rabbis in the name of Rebbe, said that a person made a mistake, Ta ben Teva le Teva, Machzir noto. That Rebbe said what? In the name of Rebbe, if you made a mistake in a word, go back, correct them. Omar of Yiril Rab Zera. The Avdin Kane. Is that really the halacha? Do we really do that? Amar Lay. Basically, yeah. Afilu Ta versus an extra vav. Im versus Veim. Machzirino Ta. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan together, as you see with source number 6, the Korban Eidah, and says, what's the back and forth? What's the back and forth between these rabbis? When he said word va'avdin came, the Aruch HaShulchan says, hold on one second. The previous halacha says, even in the Targum, which is not ma'akiv, you fix him, you correct him. Then the next is what? How about with making a word mistake? The first guy said yes. Then the rabbi says, Avdin Kain, look at the carbon Ada. He says, what? How can you correct him? You're going to be embarrassing him. Shemalbin oto berabim, umagia oto al shigotav. He's going to be embarrassed. What does he answer? In Achinami. Meaning the Aruch HaShulchan says, how can the Manik say this? The Yushalmi is black and white against the Manik. That's what's brought down here in the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Kuf Mem Bet, Siv Bet. It's underlined for you. Fidivri al-Manik, Timuhim, Mar Yushalmi Sheveinu. The Manik who said that even if you miss a word, it's better not to embarrass somebody. It's against the Yushalmi. That's question number one on the Manik. Question number two, as we had said, is the proof that he brings. He brings a proof from Shir HaShirim on the pasuk of Heviani El Beit Hayayin V'Diglu Alay Ahava. And if you look at the Medrash inside, and the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it, he says, look at the source. This is very important for you. Not only when you're learning Gemara, especially when you're learning Halacha. You got to look inside the sources. Where are they quoting it from? How are they quoting it? There might have been different Girsaot, and one word might be a huge difference. What is the Medrash they quote? Shir HaShirim. We said that. But listen to the Medrash. Source number four. Amar Rabbi Acha, Am Haaretz, Shekori La'ahava Eva. And Am Haaretz who says instead of loving Hashem, he says Eva, which means hating Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'diglu Alay Ahava. It's okay. Amar Rabbi Sachar, the Medrash continues. Tinok Shekore, in Aaron, it's okay. What does the Aruch HaShulchan say? What is the context of the Medrash? It's specifically who? A Tinok and Am Haaretz. Now what are they doing? And this is the Drisha says also. This is not being motzi the tzibur. This is what? Them reading themselves. So there, once they're reading themselves, HaKorim b'fnei atzman v'lo b'kriya b'tzibur, then what? There's no problem, don't correct them. That's the Medrash, but that has nothing to do with being motzi the tzibur. This is what the Drisha says also. Furthermore, Vod ma raya misham. What does that have to do anything here? That's talking about this person, let's say, who can't say it properly. Ein yicholim lomar kehogen. Avala korei, a person, says the Aruch HaShulchan, when he's getting up as a Baal Kori, Lama lo yomar kehogen. Why can't he say it well? Uma shayich bazeh al baba panim. What's the embarrassment? V'im Kane says, Gam b'tfilah kishata'a lo nachziren mitam abara panim. We don't have that. We don't have that. So even b'tfilah, guy makes a mistake, don't do it. What do you mean? So far, we have that as proof. Number one, the Yerushalmi is against the Manik. Number two, the Medrash itself, clearly the Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll see, the Drisha also says the same thing, that the Manik, the case is talking about a Yachid to himself, not being motzi others. And that would be the same idea between the Manik versus the Rush. But there are other answers. If you look, which we'll get to even more so, I'm missing a page. Source number five. Oh, there we go. Good. So now we had quoted Rav Soloveitchik before, and he quotes the Ramah. So here comes another approach, which means there might be differences in mistakes. We went from one extreme to the other extreme so far. That's what we've done. One extreme was Reb Chaim, based on the Rambam, that says even for a trot mistake, you got to correct. The other extreme, which we said, is don't correct for anything, because you're being malbim p'nei chaveru barab. Good? We pointed out that many, many achronim and the most poskim la'alacha disagree with the Manik. So he says, your proof, verse number one, is the Yerushalmi is against you. And number two, what? Number two is the Medrash that you bring down is talking about an Am Haaretz and a Tinok not being motzi b'rav. Now we're going to go to the Ramah. The Ramah, which is in front of you also, Siman Kuf Membet, he gives a middle approach. And this is what we pass in Halacha. As opposed to that rabbi who said, we shouldn't correct anything. If you look at the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Membet, Sif Al, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Kara Vita'a. It's in the Sefer, not on the sheets. For some reason, I didn't put this Ramah on. Kara Vita'a. Afilu bidikduk odachat machzirin oto. That should sound familiar, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Comes the Ramah and says, V'chein dina chazana kore. But what? He says there's a very, very important tonight that says what? V'davka b'shinui shemishtaneh ayidei ze ha'inyan. When do we nowadays, we have this mistake, when do we change it? It's only if it's a word mistake that does what? Changes what it means. Changes what it means. Avalim ta'a, says the Ramah, with Nigina Tatam Obinikud, if you have a trump mistake, in Machzirin Oto. Aval Goarimbo, we rebuke him. But it has to make a difference with what? Number one, says the Ramah, it's got to be a word mistake that actually changes the meaning. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalit says the exact case that the Manik brought down, that we do make that, if a guy added a letter, Vuadinim Chisero Hosif, Eze Ot, B'makom She'inayin Yimishtaneh, even if the word doesn't change, he called Aaron Haron, with a patach, without an aleph, or Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, with an extra emphasis, that many times, these things don't change, of a patach, a tzeri, whatever it is. So the rule is, only if it changes the meaning, do you correct them, except, he says, again, if you add, it's missing a letter, then, as opposed to what the Manik says, we paskin that you do. So the Ramah is lenient, only if the mistake changes the meaning. And the Mishnah Berurah again says, even if you add a letter, even if it doesn't change the meaning or take away a letter, then you correct them also. Let's give a couple examples that are and just talk in general before we add a couple more things. Ace versus S. We don't correct that. You don't correct that. A kamatz at the end of a pasuk. Everybody knows a little diktuk. It's at the end of a pasuk, it changes from a patach to a kamatz. For example, he's supposed to say nefesh tachat nafesh. Some people don't know it, and they'll say the word nefesh by a kamatz. You don't correct that. It doesn't mean anything. A lot of people, because it's a sport, you're going to correct it. It's incorrect. You're not supposed to correct that. So how do we deal with the very important idea of Malvin Pnei Chaveiro Barabim? How you deal with it is, I believe halachically, is not just to say, don't correct. I think that's incorrect. That's irresponsible. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is screaming about. How can you just throw away Kriyas HaTorah? Now again, this other rabbi came with very, very good intentions. We, all of us have seen the sport of correcting, and people turned off. Kids at bar mitzvahs, where people are like yelling at them and those type of things, and it's horrible, it's horrifying. As much as halachically a kid becomes a bar mitzvah at 13, isn't he still a kid? And it's damaging. So what do we do? So his option was, the heck with it, just a mitzvah midrabanan. But that's part of the problem. We don't just throw away mitzvah midrabanan. What do we do? What we do is, number one is, we get people to prepare. That's point number one. Getting people to prepare. I'm very sensitive to this because I've been around many communities. First of all, I'm sensitive because I grew up and I was a Baal Koreh and I would get paid to go to different communities. You pay a Baal Koreh. Why do you pay a Baal Koreh? So it's two reasons. I always thought I would go into communities that were less religious I always felt until recently, probably over a year or two, that's what recently means, that it's only when do you need to pay a ball court? It's when you have a constituency that doesn't know how to lane. And therefore what? Bring in a ringer. Bring in an outsider. That is true. But then there's another issue. The other issue is, you have people that are from, but they don't want to spend the time leaning it. They don't want to spend the time learning it. Now, there are two levels to that. Level number one is they've never really leaned, and therefore, for them to start really leaning, they're into Daf Yomi, and I'm not being mezalzel. That's their Avodas Hashem. Their Avodas Hashem is not leaning. So to have those people start leaning, it's too much for them. Then you have people that so you don't have so many laners. So what happens? So you have two options. Either you are machbid on those guys that you got to lane every week. And for the laners, they're busy, they have a job. Not so simple. So then you get into a point where they'll get up, they haven't looked at it. And then you have somebody feeding them the whole time. That's what we call shas adchak. It's, I think, a very, very terrible thing. In the Svardasha world, they do that, no problem. They do that all the time. Get up there, they just give them the simanim. This is the tfir, the whole simanim, you know, the whole bit, you know, first base, third base, right? First the tfir. That's what they do. And for an Ashkenazi Jew, when you learn halacha, it's shas adchak. Why do we have to live our shuls by shas adchak? Therefore, I believe, either you have more than your 5 bali kriya, you have 10 or 12, you have a big enough community where you have a proper rotation, or even in the communities that you have enough people, it's upon our community leaders to say that has to be budgeted in. It's got to be budgeted in to pay people to lane. The third option, before we get to the fourth option, is that we're training our young boys to properly lane and continue laning. It's an important idea of knowing Torah Shebichtav, that please God, there should be enough, just like there's a dearth of proper Bali tefillah out there. It's the same problem. I told you I'm very passionate about this because I think it's not just do I fix this letter or not this letter. It's not this. It's a broader community sugya. That's why we're doing it in what we would call in the contemporary halachic topics. It's a broader issue: is do we care enough of kavod atzibur to train our kids, our young bar mitzvah boys, to be able to know how to lane properly? And if we're not, so I think that approach has to be done. It's elu ve'elu de v'elakim chayim. If we have enough people that are laners, great. If not, then I think it has to be put in the budget to have people that get up there, not just with the signs, know how to lane. Which then leads into the last part before we add one more piece. Which is, as opposed to saying, the mitzvah mitzvah is not important. Because Malbim Pnei Chaveiro Barabim is more important. That's why you have many shuls that who corrects the Balei Kriya. It's not a spectator sport. But that's why you have a Gabai Rishon and a Gabai Sheni. They're the only ones. Now, obviously, the rabbi and the committee, the ritual committee, they're the ones that have to make sure that the Gabai Rishon and Gabai Sheni know these halachas and have learned Siman Kuf Membet and know which word mistakes to correct or not. But that's an achrayut of kvod atzibur. That's not saying the heck with mitzvah kriyat haTorah, which is extremely important. That being said, there's one more idea. If you look at source number 12, there's the halacha that says, let's say, source number 12, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Siv Gimel. It says, Im Dileg Pasuk Echad Velo Karo. Let's say I skipped the whole pasuk, and I didn't read the whole pasuk. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Siv Gimel. If it's on a Monday or Thursday or Mincha B'Shabbat, as long as I've read 10 psukim without this skipped pasuk, you are not chozer. As opposed to Shabbat, even if you skip one pasuk, you have to go back. Because the Takanat Chachamim, as the Mishnah Berurah says, to read 10 psukim. That skipped pasuk is not part of the Chovat Hayom. You'll read it the Shabbat after. So therefore, again, when we have this idea of how to correct, I think we start off with the extremes. I'm not into any extreme. And therefore, I believe that it shouldn't be a sport and we shouldn't be embarrassing people. We should not be mad b'chaver b'ram. It's upon us as community leaders to be able to make sure that, number one, our bar mitzvah boys are learning well. Number two, we have the proper balei, the gabbais that are there. We should have proper balei kriya up there, as the Aruch HaShulchan said. And if need be, I think it's very important that we need to pay the balei kriya in order that they do it properly, in order that we fulfill both. There should be no reason that a community comes and says, giving up a kriya on kriyat HaTorah on one hand, versus embarrassing others on the other hand. Questions? Thoughts? Good.
Who and he, presumably that's the correction.
Yes, you do correct who and he. Correct. I skipped a little bit because just time-wise, the Aruch HaShulchan brought down like other reasons, like we had talked about from the Mishnah Berurah, changing the Nekudot when it doesn't change. Right? If you say Shamoyim instead of Shamayim, or Aretz instead of Eretz, right? That you don't change. But again, if it changes the inyan, instead of saying chalev, you say chalav. Obviously, you correct them. That's what the Rama was saying. Okay?
What about Haftorah?
What'd you say?
What about the Haftorah?
Haftorah, for sure you should not be correct. Pashin, you shouldn't be correct. He's not being motzi anything. It's Pashin, you should be. Even more so. Even more so. I'm assuming, I don't know if in your show, do they do from a cloth?
There's one guy that corrects all the time.
Okay. That's the rabbi's responsibility to teach that person that he's not being motzi your chiv. There are many shuls around the world, definitely in Israel, that don't even have a person reading the Haftorah out loud. Everyone just does it to themselves. That will come back to what's the nature of the chiv of the Haftorah.
Do most shuls nowadays go by the Ramah?
Yes. Yes. 100%. That is definitely the Ashkenazi Pasak. Svardim, I'm not sure. We can ask about that, because Machaber brought down the sheet of the Rambam. There could be certain people that will, even in Igunim, very, very few. Now again, I'll tell you what Rav Soloveitchik had said also, just in source number 7, now that we saw everything. He told us how Rav Chaim would correct even for mistakes, Trump mistakes. He said, even mistakes that don't change it, because that's only by the Megillah, which is called an Igeret. But the Rama says that what he said, and the Rav Soloveitchik said that if the Baal Kori is not going to get angry and get mixed up if you tell him that he's mistaken, then it's better to be machmir like Rav Chaim. I think most Baalei Kriya are not going to be happy if you correct them just for nigune. Not most congregations do not follow the Chumrah. But if the Baal Kori is not a Ben Torah and he's going to get upset, then you have to make sure to be somech on the psak of the Rama. That's what we should be doing. Okay? Meretz Hashem in Chorv Zman. We'll continue with a lot of Kriyas HaTorah, getting into women and partnership minyanim and all that fun stuff.